This is the observing self exercise. I invite you to sit up straight with your feet flat on the floor in a posture where you are supported and yet still alert. You're welcome to either gently close your eyes or fix your eyes down on a spot below you. And simply notice the breath flowing in and out of your lungs. Notice it coming in through your nostrils, down into your lungs, and back out again. You don't need to do anything different with your breath. Simply let the breath breathe itself. And as you do that, become aware that you're noticing. There goes your breath, and there you are noticing it. If you can notice your breath, you cannot be your breath. Your breath changes continually, sometimes shallow, sometimes deep, fast or slow. But the part of you that notices your breath does not change. And when you were a child, your lungs were much smaller, but the you who could notice your breathing as a child is the same you who can notice it now. And now see if you can become aware of the thoughts that are occurring. Where do they seem to be located? Are they moving or still? Are they pictures or words? Just notice whatever thoughts are occurring in your mind. And as you notice your thoughts, simply be aware that you're noticing. There are the thoughts that are occurring within you. And then there is you there noticing your thoughts. If you can notice your thoughts, you cannot be your thoughts. And your thoughts change continually. Sometimes they seem true, sometimes false, sometimes positive or negative. Sometimes thoughts occur to you that make you feel happy or sad. But the part of you that notices your thoughts does not change. And when you were a child, your thoughts were very different than they are today. But the you who could notice your thoughts as a child is the same you who can notice them now. And if throughout this exercise you notice getting caught up in your thoughts, that's okay. It's very normal and natural. But as you notice that, see if you can simply then observe those thoughts, letting them come and go like passing cars. and continuing to engage in the exercise, no matter how hard your mind tries to pull away. And now, notice your body. Notice it sitting in the chair or wherever you're seated. And as you do that, be aware you're noticing. There is your body. And there you are noticing it. It's not the same body you had as a baby, or a child, or a teenager. You may have had bits put into it or bits cut out. You have scars and wrinkles, blemishes and sunspots. It's not the same skin you had in your youth. But the part of you that can notice your body never changes. As a child, when you looked in the mirror, your reflection was very different than it is today. But the you who could notice your reflection is the same you that can notice your reflection today. Now quickly scan your body from head to toe and notice the different feelings and sensations. Pick any feeling or sensation that captures your interest. Observe it with curiosity. Notice where it starts and stops. Notice how deep in it goes, what shape it is. See if that feeling or sensation has a temperature. What about a texture? And as you notice this feeling or sensation, just be aware that you are noticing. There's the feeling that is occurring within you, and then there is you there that is noticing it. If you can notice this feeling or sensation, you can't be this feeling or sensation. Your feelings and sensations change continually. Sometimes you feel happy or sad, stressed or relaxed. But that part of you that notices your feelings does not change. And when you're frightened, angry, sad, anxious in your life today, the you who can notice those feelings is the same you that could notice your feelings as a child. And now notice the role you're playing in this moment. And as you do, be aware that you're noticing. Right now, you might be playing the role of a meditator. But your roles change continuously. At times you're in the role of mother or father, son, daughter, brother, sister, partner, friend, enemy, student, teacher, customer, and so on. And if you can notice those roles, you can't be those roles. And those roles change, and there are some roles that you will never be again, like the role of a young child. But the you who notices your roles does not change. It's the same you that could notice your roles even when you were very young. So this part of you that can observe your roles, that can observe your thoughts, feelings, sensations, breath, we call that part the observing self. And the observing self is like the sky. Your thoughts, sensations, images, feelings, they're like the weather. The weather constantly changes throughout the day. And whatever it is, the sky always has room for it. No matter how bad the weather, no matter how violent the thunderstorm, no matter how severe the sun, the sky cannot be damaged in it in any way. Even hurricanes and tsunamis, which bring destruction on land, even they are unable to hurt the sky. The sky can simply contain the weather. And of course, as time passes, the weather will change again and again, while the sky remains as pure and clear as ever. And so now, from that place of connecting with that observer self, see if you can again notice your breath. Notice your body as it is sitting. You might picture in your mind's eye what you will see when you open your eyes. And whenever you're ready, you may gently open your eyes and come back to the room.